101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
I just re-downloaded Tinder myself, and they have this thing where it's a super like. Yeah. So, Clint, did you super like on Gwen, or was it just a regular swipe right?
That feature I didn't see when I I was on there. So
I never heard of this either.
I would have super liked her.
Now, tell us, you two met on Tinder, and then what was your first date?
We went out to dinner. We went to eat at Texas Day Brazil.
Ooh, I've always wanted to go there. It sounds like it would be a really fun place to go.
It's fantastic.
And so how did the night go?
I think it went pretty good. You know, I was pretty nervous, but she is gorgeous and super sweet. And
the conversation was good?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. She just told me about Tampa. I'm new here. I'm from Oklahoma.
Oh, and, welcome.
Good old Midwestern boy.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much. So we had a great time. She told me about what was going on. And I figured, you know, okay, sounds great. What are we going to do next? But I've been trying to get in touch with her. I've been trying to text her, tried on Facebook to get in touch with her, and she's not calling me back, so.
Clint, let's try to get Gwen on the phone so we can find out what happened, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
Said, let's get out of this town, drive out of the city, away from the crowds. I thought heaven can't help me now, nothing lasts forever. But this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see it begins. My one condition is, say you'll remember me, standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe, red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just in your wildest dreams. Wildest dreams. I said, no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever.
Hot 101.5. Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
The Miguel Show.
Clint, are you ready for us to go ahead and get Gwen on the phone?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so Clint, what we're going to do is go ahead and get Gwen on the phone. Now, I'll ask you to stay quiet because we want to get the truth about why she's not calling you back, and she'll feel more comfortable if just Miguel and I ask. So you just stay quiet.
We got this, boy. Eat some corn.
Shh.
From Oklahoma.
Rude.
Hello?
Hi, is this Gwen?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Gwen, this is Miguel and Holly from the new Hot 101.5 and The Miguel Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well.
That's
good. Wonderful. Well, we just had a quick question. We have a friend, Clint, who we really think is such a swell dude.
He is, all the way from Oklahoma. Yes. And we're trying to show him around our fair city, which is amazing. But, girl, why ain't you called him back?
Oh, guys. I really liked Clint. I thought we had a really great date. He was very much of a gentleman.
Yeah.
Well, we went to Texas Day Brazil, which was awesome. I've always wanted to go there.
Me too.
And he even paid for both of us, which was incredible. But so when he was taking out his wallet, I saw a picture of him and his ex inside, and that just really threw me off.
I mean, are you sure it wasn't like his sister or something?
He had mentioned his ex in Oklahoma, like a few times, nothing crazy. But then after seeing a picture of her in his wallet, it was clear to me that he probably wasn't over her.
Well, hold on. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. What? Hold on for 1 second, Clint.
Oh,
Gwen, we actually have Clint on the phone. Clint, are you not over your ex?
No, I'm definitely have moved on, and but I don't understand. That's the reason why.
Well, I mean, if you have pictures of other girls in your wallet, then why would you be going on a date with me?
Well, because that's over with. She's in Oklahoma. I'm in Tampa now. This is where I live, and you know, that's completely over.
But she's in Oklahoma. Maybe you should take her picture out of your wallet.
True.
Well, Clint.
Yeah, I agree. But sometimes it just takes a little time, and you know, Stacey, I'm ready. Oh. It's just, it's nothing to do with anything except for...
Oh, dear.
You just called me Stacey.
Oh.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Gwen's
last Stacey hung up, y'all. Clint!
Hold on. Gwen?
No.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I did that.
Okay, clearly, Clint, I think it's safe to say you may be not over Stacey.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. Man, I cannot believe that just slipped out.
Yes!
Blown off. If you missed it, listen now on the Hot 101.5 app. Free for your iPhone or Android.